So what's on your mind this morning? You can continue to let us know. Now, a study of women in Northern Ireland and the Republic, which was published in the British Medical Journal, says online abortion services can offer an alternative to unsafe methods of abortion and are working in almost 95% of cases. To find out more about this, we speak to Claire Murphy from the Pregnancy Advisory Service. Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
So explain to me how the online system works, please.
So this is a service that's offered by a couple of organisations. One of them is called Women on Web, and they provide an online service to women living in areas where abortion is illegal or very inaccessible. So Northern Ireland, and Ireland being a case in point. And what they've, the service they provide is women visit the site. They go through an online consultation that's to make sure they're suitable for the medication. And providing that they are, the pills are sent to them in the post, and then they can. So they've got very clear instructions as to how to use the pills, and they can receive online support during the process. And what this study has shown is that
just let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. Online support during the process. So a pregnant woman who may be in some form of distress because of her pregnancy is going to receive a pill or set of pills in the post.
Yep.
And when they arrive, and when she's taking them, and when she's going through the process of aborting the fetus,
yep,
she is invited maybe to have her phone handy where she'll be online taking advice from someone like you would get if you had a problem with your Vodafone.
Well, she's getting advice from someone who is medically qualified to give that advice. But if you're asking me, Is this a good state of affairs? Is this a preferable state of affairs for women in Northern Ireland? My answer would be categorically no. This is an appalling state of affairs.
But until you get
the situation that women in Northern Ireland find themselves in, and what I'd like to see is women having legal, local access to abortion services close to where they live. But until that time comes, what this study shows is that online abortion services are safe and effective and considerably safer for women with an unwanted pregnancy than carrying that pregnancy to term.
Yeah, but Claire, until you do get what you want, and you've clearly said what you want, and that would be abortion being available in Northern Ireland, you're suggesting that this alternative of liaising with someone by, you know, typing for advice, messaging them back and forward through some sort of text service while you're aborting a fetus is an acceptable way to go. It sounds to me like as if you've no understanding of what the woman is going through.
I think I have a very good understanding of what that woman is going through, and actually one of the reasons why the British Pregnancy Advisory Service has set up a telephone service is precisely because we also want women to be able to phone someone up and have medical advice over the phone. But no, I can't be clearer. This is not the situation I would like to see women in Northern Ireland in, but in the circumstances, this is, and as this study shows, this is an acceptable alternative in the circumstances that women in Northern Ireland find themselves in.
Would the woman not be better going across the water as they traditionally have done?
Would she be better going across the water? Well, she would be better going across the water if she has the funds to do so. We know that it can cost hundreds of pounds simply to make that journey. She then has to find the money for treatment, because despite the fact that she's a UK taxpayer, her treatment will not be funded by the NHS as it is for other women from the UK. So it simply isn't possible for many women to get the money together to organise their lives, their working lives, their childcare, to make that journey. And for those women in those circumstances, when faced with an unwanted pregnancy, this is to them an acceptable alternative. And women are voting with their feet, because we know in terms of the numbers of women now using this service, this is growing all the time. And what this study that's published in the BMJ shows is that women are safely and successfully ending their pregnancies at home using this online service, and that they are satisfied with that service.
And breaking the law?
And they are breaking the law. And I think the issue really is that when women do this and order these pills online, the main risk they face is not a medical one. They are not risking their lives, but they are risking life imprisonment, in the sense that we know that, well, we've seen women dragged through the courts in the last 18 months. I think it's three women in the last 18 months have been through the courts in Northern Ireland. So under the 1861 Offences Against the Person Act, any woman who induces her own miscarriage, causes her own abortion, can go to prison for life. And this is shocking. I mean, these are the harshest penalties for unlawful abortion of pretty much anywhere in Europe. And you know, it's what's really shocking is that this is the situation that women in Northern Ireland find themselves in. They either have to find the funds to travel to England for a lawful abortion, or they have to risk life imprisonment by buying pills online.
It is highly unlikely. And as a matter of fact, it's never going to happen. And we've already had instances of where the police intervened. There's no one going to jail for even a week, never mind for life in imprisonment as a result of receiving these pills. Claire,
maybe the law should change then. If we don't think women should go to prison for life for having an abortion, then we shouldn't have a law which says they should.
Claire, do stay with me because Bernie Smith from Precious Life is available to speak to us as well. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Bernie, it's distressing to hear that women are going through this trauma of getting a pill via the internet and then being alone at home with only contact via a messaging service while they abort the fetus. Surely, if this is available to women in Northern Ireland, it is time to have a civilised society whereby a woman who wants an abortion can have an abortion in Northern Ireland without going through that trauma.
Well, first, Frank, I think it's vitally important that I make a very clear statement here. Because there will be many women listening this morning to this programme, and it has to be made clear that the Royal College of GPs in Northern Ireland made a very clear statement last year that women should not be using these dangerous abortion pills. It's very clear also by listening to your other caller from the British Pregnancy Advisory Service that she has no consideration for these very vulnerable women when she would advise them to break the law and also access very dangerous abortion pills. Now, there's nothing safe about these pills, whether they're illegal or whether they're legal.
Okay, but Bernie, you're just reinforcing. Bernie, you're reinforcing the point that this isn't the way to go, online abortion. So is it not time now, when online abortion is available, is it not time now to give women choice in this country?
Well, you said it yourself, it's illegal here to have an abortion. And I would be concerned about being part of this conversation that could very well encourage vulnerable women to break the law. I think it's vitally important
that's the point that I'm making to you. What about changing the law?
You can let me answer, Frank, because you did give a lot of time to your other caller. Let me answer the question because it's very clear. I'm coming from an organisation that genuinely cares for both the mother and the unborn child. And I do not want to see women accessing these illegal abortion pills because there's dangers involved here. It's very clear that the evidence has shown that over 22 women recorded worldwide have died from fetal complications. And when we look at what the BNJ is saying, we need to really be concerned here because that study has no credibility. It was facilitated by women in Webb who advised women to break the law and they endanger women's health. I mean, a study in India shows that women who access this dangerous abortion pill unsupervised, their lives are in danger. This medical abortion can lead to an increase in maternal mortality and morbidity. That would concern me greatly. And yes, we have women here and who are travelling to England. And if we look at the figures, they are decreasing. We want to continue to do that by providing real help and care for those women in crisis pregnancies. Abortion is not the answer. And, you know, to say that these here are safe, the word safe means free from danger or injury, without harm. Abortion is harmful to mothers and it's harmful to the unborn child. In fact, it's detrimental and deadly to unborn children. And as a pro-life campaigner here, I want to ensure that both mother and the mother and her child are protected.
But have we not got to a point where if the mother wants to have the abortion and the mother is so determined to abort the fetus that she's going online, she's liaising by text with some medical professional who she's never met, maybe a medical professional who's highly trained or not, but she doesn't even see the face of the person who is assisting her. If that service is available and the woman in Northern Ireland wants the abortion, is it not time now in 2017 to change the law to allow women to have the choice if they want the abortion?
Well, the difference here is, Frank, as I have said, that I would be concerned about the consequences of abortion, whether it's legal or whether it's illegal. It takes the life of an innocent, vulnerable, unborn child, and it leads, in many cases, to physical or psychological damage to the mother. I could never endorse or agree with abortion in any circumstances. And the people of Northern Ireland continue to say likewise, as do our own government here.
We want to
better help for those women, not abortion.
But Bernie, no one's asking you to agree with abortion. No one's asking the people across Northern Ireland, in the churches or outside the churches, who fully disagree with abortion. They're not asking those people to agree with abortion. They're simply suggesting that maybe now, because online alternatives are available, the safest option is to allow the women to have a choice.
But there's no such thing as a safe abortion, Frank. You know, I've already said that. We can see with the data that is available, you know, throughout the world, that abortion is not safe. It's not good for women. Many women here in Northern Ireland who have abortions in other parts of the UK come back here telling their stories of how abortion has affected them. The disregard that the abortion industry has for women, you only have to look at what has happened recently with the exposure of Mary Stopes in England, where there's the RQIA here and the Quality Commission on Health in the UK have shown very clearly that there is no such thing as a safe abortion. Many women's lives are being endangered, and as a result of that, are dying through the consequences. One woman in the Republic of Ireland a number of years ago travelled to England for an abortion and bled to death in a taxi. You know, women here are coming back from abortions telling us how they were disregarded, how abortion affected them, how they weren't even considered for proper counselling and support. That's what women really need. They need counselling and support and care. Abortion is not the answer, and I could never endorse abortion in any circumstance.